Not too many years ago, almost 30,000 people had full-time work and paychecks from Miami-Dade County. As recently as 2008, even as the housing collapse had already begun, 29,366 people were full-time employees of the county. Today, just over 25,000 people count on Miami-Dade government directly for their full-time work. That's a 14% drop in 5 years. And even as the housing market has stabilized and tourism continues setting records, the county, under the leadership of Mayor Carlos Jimenez, has continued shrinking the number of full-time employees.
It's a matter of economics. It's simply a matter of the money that we have coming in. During that time, we had a downturn in the property values, and the property values is the largest source of income for the government. And as property values go down, then the income goes down. If we have less income, then we have less money to pay our employees. And so it's one of two things. You either cut salaries and benefits, or you cut employers. You do a combination of the two, and that's what we've done. Between 60 to 70% of the expenses that we have as a government are people.
Yeah.
And so when you have that, some people are going to, you know, lose their jobs. We try to do most of it, though, through attrition. In every year, we have about 1,000 vacancies. And so even though you've had about 4,000 less people, by and large, the greatest number of those have been vacant positions.
Down 14% in your headcount from 2008 through 2013. Is that sustainable when you still have to supply the kinds of services that the constituents demand and have come to expect?
Some departments have done a really good job in trimming their workforce, and they really get down to the point where it's getting close to where, hey, services are going to be impacted.
Hmm. What kind of agencies are you seeing are at the end of the ability to cut headcount through attrition or otherwise?
I would say the Parks Department. I would say the Fire Department, simply because they have a staffing level that they have to have, and so you have to have this many people in order to provide the same number of trucks in service. The Police Department is getting down, although there are in the administrative side of the Police Department, I think still there's some room for improvement. Mm. So those are the kind of departments that I would say, yeah, that's it's getting down to the nitty gritty. But that's not to say, all right, that there isn't more that can be had with what we've got, and it's specifically salaries and benefits. This county pays very well. Mm-hmm. And when I became a firefighter back in 75, you know, I became a firefighter. It was a decent salary. It wasn't a great salary. I wasn't going to get rich on that salary, but I had good benefits. And it was security, and I had a pension system, and I had health care for me and my kids and my wife. But somehow this balance where it wasn't you can make more money in the private sector, but you're not going to be as secure, you're not going to have the same benefits, somehow that got skewed, where you continue to have the same benefits, these great benefits, but then your salary started to creep up and actually in some cases surpass the private sector.
In the service industry like we have here in South Florida, there's a broad skew of salaries because of the service industry, the low-skilled service to high-skilled service, the low-skilled, more kind of clerk-based jobs versus the high-skilled firefighters and EMTs and police officers, highly skilled, which would require fewer supply, higher demand, higher prices.
Yeah, but the thing is, in some of those jobs you're talking about that are high-skilled, there are a lot of people that have trained themselves, et cetera, that have those skills that would like those jobs. And so when we put out the advertisements say for firefighter, there's no shortage of people applying to be firefighter, and there's no shortage of people that are applying for firefighter that are already certified firefighters and certified paramedics.
So they're qualified.
They're absolutely qualified. Not so much for the police officers. We have more difficulty with police officers, but if we really did it on a market based in terms of supply and demand, I think our structure would be somewhat different.
Two of the agencies you mentioned that are getting close to proper staffing levels are public safety, firefighting, and law enforcement, police department. What are the agencies that you see still have some trimming to do when it comes to headcount and payroll?
Well, a lot of it would be what I would call the back office kind of agencies. You know, somebody that I used to work for some time ago said that in any public entity, if you put an empty desk in a corner, that within three months a person would grow out of it. Okay, And so that's what we've got to start to look at now, the back office functions, and are we as efficient as possible? And they'll all tell you, no, we're super busy, and we got this. But a lot of that super busy stuff is people making work for each other. Even the back office in some of those public safety departments, okay, we may have, you know, too many people in that. We may have too many uniformed people running the back office operations. Maybe you can do that more with civilians. Maybe you can do it with fewer civilians. You know, for me, those folks, like those police officers and the firefighters, et cetera, corrections officers need to be doing what they're supposed to be doing, rendering service in the street. Not so much. I'm not going to say you don't need some administrators. Obviously, you do. But what's the percentage of the administration that you have? Probably be around. Should be around 4%, 5%. And when you look at ours, it's probably higher than that.
So, is the message to department heads for Miami-Dade County: look at your payroll, and if it's 5% administration, you're good. If it's 5% or more, odds are you may be called into a meeting sometime soon.
Well, we're going to be. We're going to be calling people into meetings regularly now. We're about to start negotiations with all our labor unions. Mm-hmm. And we know, I am with a high degree of confidence, I know what the, in terms of revenue, what's going to be like for the next 3 years. We have to fit within that revenue. If our labor unions think that somehow that either the public or the commission is somehow going to raise the rates, et cetera, I think they're living in a dream world.
Is your forecast for revenues increasing due to property value recoveries?
I would say that growth in Miami-Dade County and property values would probably be between 3 and 5%.
With the 3 to 5% averaged aggregate increase over the county in property values, does that mean the headcount numbers will continue to decrease for Miami-Dade County employees?
A lot of it will have to do with our negotiations and what the commission ultimately decides, because I believe we're going to try to negotiate in good faith, but what's coming out of the labor is, they want 5% right now to come back to them in January. We can't afford that 5%.
Yeah. Is it your sense that your constituents look at public sector employees for Miami-Dade County as overpaid and overcompensated on the benefit side?
I think that if you asked them, you would get a majority would say, yeah, they're in agreement with that statement, that they're overpaid, they're overcompensated, and they don't do enough. Now, is it right? I would say that in certain instances, yeah, I think that there are instances where some of our employees are making much more than their counterparts in the private sector. Their benefits are much greater than the counterparts in the private sector. The vast majority of our employees are great employees. They come to work every day. They try their hardest, and they're trying to serve. But it all has to be – we have to keep in context of, well, how big is this pie? And so we're trying to stuff more people into a smaller pie, and you can't do that. Either the people get smaller, the wages and the salaries, get smaller, or we just have fewer of them, okay, in order to fit, into this pie.
But the pie is beginning to expand again after many years of contracting, 3 to 5%, not a huge increase, but it is an increase.
Most of that increase is going to be swallowed up by other expenses. The things that concern me, number one, healthcare costs continue to rise and rise way above any increase we have in our property values. And so it's becoming more and more expensive to have employees. And you're seeing that across the nation. A lot of large employers are actually shifting their people to part-time, okay? And I'll tell you one thing. We got to look at that too, okay?
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, we have to in terms of...
That would mean less health care coverage or perhaps the elimination of health care coverage.
But we have to look at that in terms of okay, how many people we actually need to do the job, So we have to make that determination. Not saying that we will. I'm just saying the same things that the private sector is going through, the same exercises they're going through, as an administrator, I've got to do the same thing in the public sector. Just because of the public sector doesn't mean we're any different.